In Perech Vav, Pasuk Yudches 26:18, the Torah tells us, Vayachbor, and Yitzchak dug wells like in the days Bimei Avraham. Excuse me. His father. And he called them by the same names that his father called them. So Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter always says over in the name of the Rav, based on the Zohar, that the teachings of the Pasuk is that Yitzchak was one who followed the Mesorah of his father. Even more so, everyone follows the Mesorah, but Yitzchak tried to follow the exact Mesorah of his father. And that's why before we find that when it's a famine in the land, Yitzchak traveled. He had intent to go to Mitzrayim, just as his father did, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you can't go because of the Akedas Yitzchak, you're an Ola Tamima. He wasn't permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael. But we see that Yitzchak was someone who represented following the Mesorah of his father. So one of them, and that's a very important point in Judaism, we have a tradition. Of course, as always, you have to know exactly when you're Machadesh and when you're Mishana, when you're following the same principle, but the application's different versus changing. Like the case by, let's say for instance, by an Ashes Kohen, a pregnant Kohen, wife of a pregnant Kohen, it's a whole discussion, is she allowed to go into a cemetery or not? But why? Maybe the fetus is a boy. There's a whole discussion, but there's a famous Rokeach that says it's a Svek Sveka. One suffix is maybe it's a boy, maybe it's a girl, and if it's a boy, maybe they won't make it to tuition. So the different Mefarshim point out, based on the Rokeach, however, today with sonograms, or if a Navi comes down and tells you it's a boy, so then it wouldn't. So in other words, the principle is the same, except the reality changed. So for instance, the Karban Nisanel by Tashmishei Kedusha, by Aron Kodesh, the Gemara calls an Aron Kodesh Tashmishei Kedusha. Why is it Tashmishei Kedusha? We don't necessarily, we have coverings and rugs, like the Torah doesn't really touch the Aron Kodesh. So at first glance, it should be a Tashmish to Tashmish. It gets into how you define Tashmishei Kedusha. However, the Karma Nisano points out, Einach Inami. Bizmana Gemara it was. Bizmana his day it wasn't. Why? Because Bizmana Gemara, they were afflicted with poverty. They used to put the Sifrei Torah in without any covering. So the Torah itself touched the Aaron. Bizmana Zeh, we all have our own covers on it. So the point being is, the principle doesn't change, but the application changes. So that's what they point out. There's a famous Maharsha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Dalet Am Aleph, talks about Yehoshua ben Nun, who we know who is. Moshe was Eved Hashem, and Yehoshua, he was a loyal servant to Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, we know, what did Yehoshua do? When he conquered Jericho, he put a cherem, a ban, on anyone on the spoils. Why did he do it? Because the Gemara tells us, because he followed his Rebbe. Moshe Rabbeinu put on bands after battles. So too he did. And yet what happened was, Achan violated the cherem. And because of that, the Jewish people suffered a loss in Ai. So then Hashem comes and rebukes Yehoshua, saying, it's your fault. So the Maharsha asks, like, what are you talking about? The Maharsha says, like, what do you mean it was Yehoshua's fault? I'm just following my Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. I am following the Mesorah. So why should I be punished? So the Maharsha answers, same Yisod. Because the Metzias, the circumstances has changed. Of course you follow the Mesorah, but you have to know the exact details. It's only following the Mesorah if it's the same situation. And the devil in the details. So what's changed? Why when Moshe put the Chayyarim on, it was okay. But when Yoshua put the Chayyarim on, it wasn't good. So the Maharsha explains, and it's a famous Avnei Nezer on the Yisod, that when the Kai Yisro, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Hanigos Rano Vanenu, that basically, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Avnei Nezer points out that Kai Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, that the principle of Jews being responsible for one another only began. The obligation for mitzvahs, personal responsibility, began at Sinai, but communal responsibility only began at Eretz Yisrael. So, before Moshe Rabbeinu made the Chayyarim, so even if someone violated it, so it's on them, they'd get punished. But if it's Kol Yisrael Revim Zeh LaZeh, so therefore now Yoshua endangered all the people, since they didn't, stop him, or they're responsible for what he did. So it's the same Yisod as before, and there was no communal responsibility, now there was. Or as they quote Rav Chaim as saying, that really the halacha on the books is, right, so you forget Shacharis, you forget Yalav Yavo on Shacharis in Rosh Chodesh, so strictly speaking, you got to repeat Shemone Esrei. However, there's a Magen Avraham that points out that if you already daven Musaf, so then you Yotze. Because why? Because why do we have to daven over again? Where if we fulfill the Yotze HaMitzvah of Tefillah, we're just lacking the Chiyav Haskara. So the Musaf is all about Haskara, so therefore we're Yotze in Tefillah's Musaf. So that's the Magen Avraham writes B'di'evid. The Rav said, based on Rav Chayin, that Bizman HaZeh, even L'chadchila, we should rely on it. Because since Bizman HaZeh, I guess before, they did have kavana, but in the earlier times, people had kavana and they were willing to do a tefillas nedava. But today, we try to minimize even a tefillas nedava because we're not going to have kavana anyway. So again, so the principle applies. It was always b'di'eved; it was good, but l'chadchila, you try to daven over again. But b'zman hazeh, we're going to lack kavana anyway. So therefore, we don't recommend a tefillas nedava. Or as Rav Soloveitchik, as Rav Schachter always quotes Rav Soloveitchik regarding the halacha of Bitul Barov, that